was no radio.
No.
And then you remember the first days of when the radio came on?
Oh, yes, it was.
How did that sound to people?
That sounded good.
Uh-huh.
Sounded funny, but it sounded good.
But people are wondering, what was this all about?
What was inside of that?
Uh-huh.
Making all that noise.
So you remember buying the first radio?
Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh. They wonder, where was that coming from?
Yeah. Yeah, you had music and yeah.
Now, Henry, did they ever, the German-Russians, when they came over here, you know, and of course there was county government, you know, and the county commissioners then later on and so forth.
Yeah.
Were they interested in politics, these German-Russians?
Not too much. They didn't know much about that. Oh, they learned, but there wasn't too much.
Uh-huh. Like in the school board and so forth.
Yeah, well, they were all interested in that. They had to have schools and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They were all interested. County commissioners.
So then you stayed on the farm until what year?
Till 1920.
You were on the farm?
Yeah.
And what happened in 1920 then?
Well, I got married in 21.
21.
Went on my own.
And you were on your own on the farm until
yeah.
when?
Till 1928, I think it was, when I moved over to the Milwaukee Railroad Company.
And after that?
I bought the ranch down there, that Indian land.
Uh-huh. And you were on that ranch, how long?
I ranched there for about 50 or 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. I just not too long off of there, about 20 years off of there.
You're still own the ranch?
Oh, you did, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I own over 3 sections.
Who's on the ranch today?
Well, my son, he died here a while back. His wife and his son, her son are running it. They're paying the taxes on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't charge them no rent, but they pay the taxes on it.
Mm-hmm. And that ranch, at the peak of the ranch, how many cattle did you have?
I had no cattle when I moved off. I sold all the cattle to the boy.
Mm-hmm.
And the horses, I sold everything. And I sold them some of the machinery when I moved off.
Of course, you remember the days when there was no machinery. You had to use horses.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And when you bought your first farm equipment, what was the first thing you bought?
H tractor.
What was it?
H tractor.
Where'd you buy that?
I bought that in Shields from a dealer.
Uh-huh.
Then later on I bought another one. I bought two of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I farmed with. I didn't have no big tractor.
What about a vehicle?
Well, I had a car all the time.
What was the first one you bought?
1934 Ford.
1934 Ford. I bet you were brand new?
Brand new.
Mm-hmm.
Bought it from the dealer.
That was a big moment when a person could buy the first car, I'll bet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a long time ago.
When you think back, Henry, back to Bessarabia, once in a while. Do you think
yeah.
back that far when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
What are your memories of back there that we haven't
talked
about?
Well, it's a good country if it's run right now. When the Kaiser Nicholas was running, people got along good. Whatever they raised, they paid very little taxes, was theirs. Till the Bolsheviks took over, then a different deal. But they took over after we was over here. I think that it was 1917 or 18 when the Bolsheviks took over.
Mm-hmm.
But when we lived there, when the Kaiser ruled, it was nice to live. There was no hard pressure on the people. The people done as they pleased. And whatever they raised was their own. They paid very little taxes.
Mm-hmm.
They got along good as far as I know.
And Bessarabia, of course, looked much different than this North Dakota did.
Oh, it's quite a bit different, yes, some, but not so much. There's when the weather was good, they raised good wheat crops there, corn and anything, you know. Just like here, if you have a good summer, you raise good crops.
Mm-hmm.
It's that way there. The only difference is they got a long, somehow they have a longer growing season, about a month and a half longer, earlier spring and longer growing season than we have here in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Things mature better.
Mm-hmm.
Where we lived, I don't know if it's that way all over in Russia, but anyhow, where we lived, that's the way it was where we lived. That's a nice country where we lived there. Raised most anything there.
And of course, they had orchards there even.
Oh, yes, they had nice big orchards there.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a flour mill in the southwest corner of the village, the flour where they took the wheat and had it ground into flour, and they had the brand and the flour, paid so much for it.
Did they have any other businesses in town?
No, there wasn't any other business in
there
town.
Was the church, the school?
Church and the courthouse, whatever you call it, Kanzlei they called it.
Mm-hmm.
Over Schultz.
And what happened there?
Well, if she done something wrong, you got fined and thrown in jail.
Did that ever happen to anybody?
Oh, to some of them, yeah. Never happened to me.
What was the reason for being fined?
Well, if they done something wrong, you know, stole something or hurt somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it was, they got fined,
mm-hmm.
got thrown in the jail so many years, so many days in the jug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they had troubles there too?
Well, oh, you bet they had. They had law there too.
They did?
Oh, you betcha.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was a kid, it was in thrashing time. You see, they haul their grain in out of the fields and have a place in the backyard. They thrash it out with their horses and stuff, you know, and their wheat. Well, anyhow, it was in the fall of the year, milk cows was coming home. A stray cow got it coming in with our cow, and Dad says, run that cow, take the dog and run that cow out. So I took the dog and started that cow out. Here come here they call it the mare, walking. He owned the flour mill, walking along, swinging his cane. The old dog, he let the cow alone, took after the mare and tore his pants leg. Next morning, the sheriff come and says to Dad, you got to come down to the courthouse. The guns lie. Well, I said, I got nothing to do down there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you got to come down there. Went down there, and the mayor says, I got to find you a ruble. Your kid set the dog on me, tore my pants legs. Yeah, so Dad had to pay a ruble fine.
Mm-hmm.
Dog tore his pants leg.
Oh, yeah.
Dog didn't like the way he swung that cane. You know, if you hadn't swung that cane around, a dog probably never bought it.
Uh-huh. That was interesting.
But he was a good little dog. But he didn't take nothing from nobody either.
So the mayor would walk up and down the street?
Yeah, she'd go down and see he had that big flour mill down there.
Yes.
And he had men working there and looking in, and he'd walk home, you know, in the afternoon or evening. And he was just walking by there when I was running out that cow, and the darn dog left the cow alone and took after him and tore his pants and crossed out of the room.
Of course, there they had rubles was the money.
Yeah, rubles. Kobets.
What was it?
Kobets, pennies.
Uh-huh.
Kobets.
Mm-hmm. So there was no store of any kind?
No, there was no store of any kind.
What were the villages that you used to go and visit, the nearby villages?
Well, there was Paris, Deplitz, and different others, but they were Lutheran villages.
So you didn't have too much communication with them?
No, not too much, no.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Dad was in the kind of old wagon business. He used to fix up old wagons and sell them. And he used to go to those places. He had friends there, and he'd tell the friends to tell him who had an old wagon to sell. And he'd go over there and buy that wagon, bring it home, fix it up, and made a ruble or two on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it was.
But the winters got kind of long for these people, didn't it?
Sometimes, yeah, but Not any longer than we have them here. I don't think it's quite as long.
Did they keep themselves busy in the winter too?
Oh, yes. They keep themselves busy.
Uh-huh.
Playing cards and having fun around the neighborhood. They had nothing else to do. They had a team of horses or something, or a couple of cows to take care of. There wasn't much chores to do like there is here.
Now, when they'd have the weddings, that wouldn't be in the wintertime.
Oh, yes, they had weddings in the wintertime.
So was that just like one day, too, then?
No, that was 2 or 3 days.
Oh, it was a little longer, then?
Oh, you're not right. That was 2 or 3 days every time. Not just one day. They didn't. They weren't satisfied them days with one day.
What was the wedding ceremony like? Well, each day they would have what?
Well, they'd have drinks and dances and hoop it up, you know, have fun.
Uh-huh.
Different things to eat, and drink, wine to drink, all the wine they wanted to drink.
Mm-hmm. Did they have a root cellar?
Oh, you bet. Oh, everybody had a root cellar.
Uh-huh.
They had 2 or 3 barrels of wine down there.
But no beer?
No beer, you know.
Uh-huh.
No beer.
They didn't make beer at that time yet?
No. They didn't know nothing about beer until we got to this country.
Mm-hmm. What about when someone would die in the village?
Well,
how was the ceremony for that?
They had an undertaker there, and then they go take him to church, and from church they take him to the graveyard.
A lot of singing then, too?
Oh, yes.
You don't remember what they sang then?
No, well, they sing religious songs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember those funerals. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Henry, what else can you remember about back in the village, back in Bessarabia? Anything else you want to mention?
I don't know.
We talked about a lot of things already.
Yeah.
Would you say that your folks were glad they came over to America?
Well, they have to have been here and got settled and got rid of why they liked it here. But when they first came over, oh no, they were sick people.
Did some of the relatives stay over there in Bessarabia?
Yeah, yeah.
Did they have letters back and forth then?
Well, they did have for a while till the Bolsheviks took over, then they lost track of everybody. See, the people have moved into Germany and different places and got killed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about your folks? Did they ever get a newspaper at home?
Yeah, they got papers, but...
German paper?
German paper. Well, we used to have a German paper here in Bismarck, the Herald.
The North Dakota Herald?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There was a lot
of... Yeah, a lot of that news was in there from over there, too, you know. Mm-hmm. You had a lot of news in there.
Mm-hmm. People used to read that.
I don't know how he got it, but he used to have a lot of news in there.
Mm-hmm.
The Herald.
And people would read that faithfully each week.
Sure they would. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you get that back home too?
No. No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So you retired in what year?
Me?
Yes.
I don't remember what year it was or that. I retired a long time ago, about 20 years ago or more.
So you were working till you were pretty good age already yet?
Oh, yes. I was up there in the 70s, close to 80s when I quit.
Mm-hmm. You're keeping yourself busy these days?
Yeah, well, only trouble I got that arthritis.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, I got good appetite to eat, depends on what kind of food it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you came over at the age of 12.
Yeah.
And,
Well, I came over with my folks.
Mm-hmm. Your brothers and sisters,
yeah.
They went on to be farmers too?
Yeah, they all went to be farmers.
Mm-hmm. And your children, some of them were farmers?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ranchers?
Yeah, my grandchildren. See, my grandson that run my ranch, and he bought a ranch alongside of mine. We had 2 ranches connected there. He died here a couple of years ago. He had a softball team. He used to play softball here in Bismarck and all over. And they was playing softball at Elgin, I think. He dropped over dead on the diamond.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
when I forgot to ask you, when you were in Bessarabia, did they play any sports?
Yeah, they played ball.
They played ball?
But different ways than we played here.
How did they play over there?
Well, kind of whichever side had the ball, they had to throw the ball to the other side, hit somebody, and then run off, and they couldn't hit you while you won.
Oh. Uh-huh.
It was a little different there.
And then when you came over here, did they play any ball?
Yeah, they started baseball. I like that. I like baseball.
Did you play baseball?
Oh, yeah. Played baseball quite a little.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And when I went to school, we always had
some sports.
Yeah.
We're going to close our conversation today with Henry Hirsch. And I'm in Bismarck, North Dakota. It's November 9th, 1993. And it was a real pleasure, Henry, to speak with you and talk a little bit about life back in Bessarabia and then coming to Grant County and later settling in Sioux County. Is there anything else you'd like to say as our closing remarks?
No, I don't think there's much of anything else I can say. I've had hard times. I've fought prairie fires and fought floods and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I went through what you call hell and high water.
I'm going to close today and thank you so much.